Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, February 4th, 2007. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington right here on republicbroadcasting.org. Yesterday, folks, unless I'm not mistaken, or maybe it was Saturday, I think it was yesterday, though, was my third anniversary of broadcasting here on Republic. And I want to thank John Stadtmiller and Sandra Stadtmiller and all the good folks at RBN that have dared to have me on these last 3 years. It's been very, very interesting, and I've enjoyed it. Very, very interesting, to say the least. And, you know, it's funny, I used to do so many radio interviews with so many different broadcasters. And, you know, it only ever passed through my mind a couple times. I'd pass through my mind, I wonder what it would be like to have a radio show. Well, now I know, for better or for worse. You learn an awful lot from doing a broadcast. And, of course, I've had the able assistance of the people at RBN and people who've sat in for me during my absences. I've appreciated that. And it's kind of funny. I know I've mentioned this before. When they first asked me if I wanted to do a radio show on RBN, I thought they were asking me to do an interview. And I said, well, yeah. And then it occurred to me that they were asking me to do a regular show, and I was speechless. I just couldn't imagine the thought of speaking into a microphone, but I do, you know, all alone, conducting the show myself. And I've been interviewed hundreds of times on other radio programs, including the old Tom Valentine show and on Vince Ryan's Editor's Roundtable that were sponsored by American Free Press, and before that, the Spotlight. So I do recall that first night when I got on here and started talking, and then, you know what, all of a sudden I had callers, so I wasn't alone anymore. And I don't remember who those callers were the first night, but they were very supportive, and I appreciated it. I haven't had as many guests on this show as you might have wanted, but I really find, folks, that this one-hour format I'm comfortable with. And I also think that, for the most part, you know, sometimes we don't really have enough time to cover everything with our guests, let alone even get in all the callers that might be calling in every evening. But I think, basically, from my own experience in public speaking and from being interviewed on the radio, that 1 hour will suffice. Maybe sometimes 2 hours is too much, but needless to say, I think we've gotten by here, and I do appreciate all the good support I've had from the callers over the past 3 years. Gotten to know a lot of interesting people among our regular callers, and among all of our callers, for that matter. And we do have a very wide ranging audience. I can tell you that that the number of callers doesn't represent, let me put it this way, there's a lot of people out there listening, folks, to my programming and to other programming here on this network who don't call the show on a regular basis, who don't even listen to it live. They listen to the archives. So it's kind of hard to tell how many people are listening in, but people are listening. And I hope they're learning from the things that I present. I talk about a lot of different items in the news and try to tie it all together in the bigger picture. It's the best way I think I know how. A couple times I've gotten on here and lectured at length. I don't prefer to do that, but sometimes that seems like the way to approach a various issue or sometimes historical events. And a lot of times we do talk about history on this program because, while it's not current events, certainly ties into what's happening in our world today. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say that on this anniversary date. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a few items that are in the news, and then we'll go to your phone calls, so feel free to start calling in here. I don't expect to be talking too long myself, and maybe we'll be able to squeeze in all the callers tonight. The number here is 800-313-9443.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, Friday evening, I reminded you that you definitely wanted to tune in, as I did, to the broadcast. Well, two broadcasts. I mean, I think you should listen to Republic Broadcasting all the time, but two particular broadcasts of interest came on Saturday. The first one, Hashem Talawi's Current Issues radio program. He also has a television program called Current Issues. And on that program, his special guest was Brother Nathaniel, who was born a Jew but is now a Greek Orthodox Christian monk, no less. And he had some very interesting things to say about the Talmud and about how the Talmud affects, well, a lot of things in our world today, particularly the policies of the State of Israel, and thus, of course, the actions of the Israeli lobby in this country. Well, that program was followed by Dr. Kevin Barrett's broadcast of his regular broadcast on Saturday, and the guest there was this character by the name of Andrew Mathis, who evidently was born a Christian but is a convert to Judaism and a self-appointed defender of Israel and the Jewish people. And his purpose on appearing on Dr. Barrett's program was to attempt essentially to explain away the hellish things that appear in the Talmud and to critique those who would dare to say that the Talmud is not the most wonderful and beautiful book in the world. I'm pleased to say my old friend Ted Pike called in that program and pretty much laid waste to the idea that the Talmud is innocent little book that people don't pay attention to and that's of no consequence whatsoever. I found it interesting to listen and hear, as someone pointed out actually on the chat room, that Mathis continued to refer to Reverend Ted Pike as Mr. Pike. He did not want to remind people that Ted Pike is a Christian minister, and Ted Pike is an authority on the Talmud, far more than I would ever claim to be. Not that I've ever claimed to be an authority on the Talmud, but if there's anybody who is an authority on the Talmud who is not Jewish, I would have to say that Ted Pike certainly is, and Ted did a wonderful job in just explaining how really horrible this book is. Well, this, of course, is of interest because of the fact, in general, folks, in general, this is of interest because of the fact that we are constantly being bombarded by the mass media with attacks on the Muslim people and the Quran, and we're constantly told, you know, well, it's interesting because here, this just goes to demonstrate how desperate this Mr. Mathis and the defenders of the Talmud are, because, you know, we're constantly told about things that appear in the Quran that appear to be quote-unquote anti-Christian, and these things are attributed to every Muslim. But it's very, very interesting. At the same time, Andrew Mathis came on board on Dr. Barrett's program on Saturday and proceeded to say that, well, yes, there were some unpleasant things in the Talmud, but, oh, they were written a long, long time ago. Notice the double standard there. Very, very interesting. Andrew Mathis is a real piece of work, ladies and gentlemen. You may recall that some time ago, I caught him telling some lies about some things that I had said, calling me a liar. And then when I challenged him on it, he proceeded to bombard me with some really vile emails, which I in turn sent back to him. But then he crossed the line, folks, when he made some smart remarks about my dead mother. Then, now this is very interesting, then, when I took offense at that, I think most people would take offense at comments about their dead mother, I contacted Villanova University, and in speaking to someone there, I made the very valid point that if Dr. Mathis went up to someone in a bar and made comments about someone's dead mother, they'd punch him in the mouth, they'd break his legs. Well, Dr. Mathis then proceeded to begin threatening me and saying that he was going to report me to the FBI and to the police and saying that I was making threats against him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, of course, that wasn't true. But for the record, I made an announcement on this program that I was not calling for anybody to do any harm to Dr. Mathis. But what's interesting is that although I ceased having any correspondence with him whatsoever, I continued to receive harassing correspondence from him. And you know what's interesting, folks? He's done the same thing to Mark Glenn. He's done it to a lot of people. He's deliberately trying to provoke people in what appears to be a desperate effort to gain some attention to appear to be a modern-day golem defending the Jewish people. In fact, he's nothing more than a weasel and a fool. But be that as it may, he still continues to send some really vile emails to Mark Glenn. I wouldn't even repeat on this program some of the things he said to Mark Glenn in these emails. But this guy is a college professor, folks. Now, if anybody else had made these comments, you know, I'd be inclined to say, you know, if it was... You know, let me put it this way. In our society today, we kind of put academics on a pedestal, whether we intend to or not. You know, we kind of expect something a little bit more intellectual from them, something a little bit classier. But I'm here to tell you, folks, I'm not surprised to hear Andrew Mathis essentially defending the Talmud and trying to blur the story of the Talmud in a in an avalanche of historical details that mean absolutely nothing to the average listener. But what's interesting is that the kind of filth and garbage that Andrew Mathis writes in his emails is just the kind of filth and garbage we get out of the Talmud. So, repeating myself and coming full circle, it doesn't surprise me that Andrew Mathis would be so enamored of the Talmud. Well, again, I've probably wasted too much on that little worm. But you know what? You know what? Those of us who've been bashed as Nazis and anti-Semites and so forth, you know, increasingly we have more and more good company. The front page of the February 1st issue of Forward, the most distinguished Jewish newspaper in America, perhaps bar none, has an attack on the Methodist Church and the Presbyterian Church, because these two eminently mainline American churches are taking stands against Israel's treatment of the Palestinians, Christian and Muslim alike. Very interesting. They point out that a recent study by an affiliate of the Presbyterian Church called on American Jews to, quote-unquote, get a life instead of focusing on defending Israeli policies. I have to endorse that comment by that affiliate of the Presbyterian Church. Unfortunately, according to Ethan Felsen, who is with the Jewish Council on Public Affairs, he says what's happening in the Presbyterian Church and the United Methodist Church are a very disturbing trend. He says these developments are a result of work of several very wicked forces that play in the church. Now, he doesn't, at least in the Forward, he doesn't identify what these very wicked forces are, but we don't really need much imagination to suggest that he probably thinks that there's evil neo-Nazis and anti-Semites and jihadists and terrorist sympathizers and anti-American forces at work. Well, this Mr. Felsen has attacked this report from the Women's Division of the Methodist Church, and it's 225 pages, and it was prepared by a Reverend Stephen Goldstein, or Goldstein. I would have to imagine that this Reverend Goldstein is a Methodist, and based upon his name, it's a pretty good guess that he might be of Jewish descent, but he's obviously now a Methodist minister, or I shouldn't say obviously, as he appears to be. I mean, with the name Stephen Goldstein, I actually once knew of a rabbi by that name. Well, in any case, Mr. Felsen, the critic of Stephen Goldstein and the Women's Division of the Church, he says that this report is, quote, the most egregious thing that has crossed my desk that was not put out by an overt hate group. Well, in other words, what he is saying is that, at best, the Women's Division of the Methodist Church and the church in general are not an overt hate group, but just the opposite, a covert hate group. Interesting, folks. Well, those of you who have been hit with the term anti-Semitism and so forth, as I say, you can rest assured now that some of the most distinguished and respected mainline churches in America are now being bashed with the same terminology coming from these sources that have been attacking you and the people you support, the people whose readings and pronouncements you agree with. So, you know, you're not so alone anymore. There are some people out there who are finally, people in influence, who are finally coming around and saying, the time has come, something has to be done. Something has to be done with this problem we call Israel. And, of course, its very powerful Jewish lobby in America. More about that when we come back.
Thank you. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. The callers are lining up. Hope to get around to them right at the turn of the half hour, so please be patient. Many of you probably already heard about this, but I think it's worth reporting, particularly in the context of what we just discussed about the Methodist Church and the Presbyterian Church being under fire from the Jewish lobby, and basically with the Methodist Church being accused of being a hate group. Not directly, of course. They never, when they're tackling powerful subjects like the Methodist Church or the Presbyterian Church or Barack Obama even, they never make the accusations directly. They're always kind of indirect. But now we've heard that the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, Arun Gandhi, is now in trouble with the Jews. The Washington Post had an online debate based around the PBS series The Jewish Americans. They asked the question, we know what Jewish identity has meant in the past, what will it mean in the future? How does a minority religion retain its roots and embrace change? God, at some of these pseudo-intellectual debates. Well, anyway, here's what Gandhi wrote. He said, Jewish identity in the past has been locked into the Holocaust experience. It is a very good example of how a community can overplay a historic experience to the point that it begins to repulse friends. The world did feel sorry for the episode, but when an individual or a nation refuses to forgive and move on, the regret turns into anger. The Jewish identity in the future appears bleak. We have created a culture of violence. Israel and the Jews are the biggest players, and that culture of violence is eventually going to destroy humanity. Well, that's what I have said in various ways, in various terms, at various times, many times on this program. In fact, that's the very topic of my new book, The Golem, which talks about Israel's religious fanaticism, its reliance upon its nuclear weapon as something holy, that nuclear policy being the very cornerstone of Israel's national defense policy and its outlook towards the entire world. Well, poor old Mr. Gandhi, who actually was the president of the board of directors of the Mahatma Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence at the University of Rochester, he was forced to resign, and of course he apologized. He said, I do not believe and should not have implied that the policies of the Israeli government are reflective of the views of all Jewish people. Well, I don't think when he said Israel and the Jews are the biggest players, he meant to imply that the policies of the Israeli government are reflective of the views of all Jewish people, because certainly they're not. But the very basis of what he said is absolutely correct. And he is correct in saying that this culture of violence upon which Israel very clearly has based its own policies is eventually going to destroy humanity. And in the meantime, folks, bringing it full circle, we are paying for it with our tax dollars. You know, the Washington Times today, they say how to pay for health care. You know, there's this big, complicated argument going on about health care in this country. And the fact is, a lot of people don't have health insurance. A lot of people don't. I don't have health insurance, ladies and gentlemen. If I go to the doctor, which is very, 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 very rare, thank God, I pay out of my own pocket. And many, many Americans do. And now we find out Hillary Clinton wants to garnish people's wages to provide themselves health care. In other words, the government will reach into your paycheck every week or every 2 weeks or however often you're paid and take out money for a health care program for you. I don't know if it has ever occurred to Hillary, who's worth, what, $20, $40, $60 million with a giant mansion in Washington and a giant house in New York. I don't know if it's ever occurred to her that people might have other bills they have to pay by keeping a roof over their head. But of course, there's a lot of people that don't even have roofs over their head. And why don't they have roofs over their head, ladies and gentlemen? Sometimes it's their fault. Yes, indeed. But then again, when you consider the fact that we're giving billions and billions of dollars every year to Israel and paying now probably trillions of dollars to fight a war in Iraq that was a war fought solely for the interests of the state of Israel, no one talks about taking money out of there and providing health insurance for people who can't afford it, or helping provide programs that will provide free health care to people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, we don't talk about those things because those things are not on the table. I always remind you, folks, the very day in the Washington Post years ago, they were reporting that the American Indian Bureau funds were being cut, funds that presumably are designed to help the people on the reservations who are suffering from diabetes and obesity, etc. The one thing that both the Republicans and the Democrats said was that aid to Israel was not subject to being cut. If anything, it needed to be increased. We do need a revolution in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We need a revolution, and we need it bad. All right, when we come back, we'll go to the callers.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, welcome back, folks. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Listen carefully. I want to tell you about a product that you need to know about. It's a superfood. It's a very healthy, natural superfood. And it is hemp. Yes, hemp, I said. But I'm not talking about marijuana. Don't dismiss this just yet, folks. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, there's no other single plant that can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. It's a message coming to you from hempusa.org, which is one of our good sponsors here on this network. Hempusa.org ships worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. They want to educate you, the listeners, that edible hemp is not marijuana, and it's certified THC-free. The powder that comes from hempusa.org is 50% protein, and it does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when it's vacuum-packed, and it's priced affordably. They're a bulk shipper at hempusa.org. They start with 5 pounds and up, and they say that your body will react and heal itself given proper nutrition, this superfood. They say it'll be your greatest asset. They urge you to try it today, store it today, change your life. Now, I'm going to give you their number to call. And of course, their website is hempusa.org. Hempusa.org. The number is 908-691-2608. 908-691-2608. Well, we're going to the callers here in a moment, but I must pay tribute to the late Jerry Patrick Hemming. Jerry Patrick Hemming was a legendary soldier of fortune who fought both for and against Fidel Castro, as did many of the people who got mixed up in all that intrigue down there in the Caribbean. I never met Jerry Hemming, but he was actually supposed to be a guest in my home, oh, good Lord, maybe 10, 15 years ago when he was coming up here to Washington. He was a good friend of my late friend Andrew St. George, himself a legend in his own time, and really the best columnist we ever had at the Spotlight. Jerry Hemming was a good source for the Spotlight over many years through Andrew St. George. And you know, a lot of people have accused Jerry Hemming of being one of the assassins in Dallas who took out John F. Kennedy. Jerry always denied it vehemently, but admitted very freely that a number of times he was invited to participate in JFK in attempts on the life of JFK. So Jerry Hemming is now in heaven. Can't say that about a lot of people, but we can say that about Jerry Hemming. Quite a character, Jerry Hemming. Well, let's go to the callers. We're first going to go to Vermont with Jeff. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Good. Congratulations on 3 years of great service to this country. And,
well, I appreciate that. I don't know how I've done it, but I've done it just barely.
Well, you've done a lot of good to a lot of people. I guarantee that. Well, you've done good to me. I got a statement to say. This I read this in the online today. It's a it's Israel up to their old tricks again. They're trying to bulldoze a mosque, not in East Jerusalem, but a town over the town's name is. I'm not very good at pronouncing those names, but it's been there for 700 years, and Israel's excuse is they don't have a building permit.
I shouldn't laugh.
they're gonna bulldoze the mosque. You know, I mean, Israel is only around since 48, so I don't know where they get that authority.
So, hey, this mosque has been there how many years? 400 or 700 years? Doesn't matter either way. But and they want to bulldoze it because they don't have a building permit.
Yeah, that's what this is reporting here. The Sheikh Hussein, Muhammad Hussein, is, you know, he's it's not covered by the press, but their dozers are there and the military authorities there, the IDF is there, and they're seizing it. And what would happen?
Jeff, let me interrupt for a second. I have to editorially comment here now. You know, we're as I said earlier, we're constantly hearing about Muslim extremists. Okay. And how they do terrible things, you know, to people, you know, and how they're trying to promote their religion. Now, it just seems to me that if Israel is worried about Islamic extremism, and if the United States, which funds all of Israel, including its bulldozers, it just seems to me that they might think that, well, maybe if we bulldoze a mosque that's been around for a long, long time, because it doesn't have a building permit, it just seems to me that some sensible people might think, oh, this might spark some terrorism. But evidently, that really doesn't matter to them, and I don't think that it does matter to them, because the United States and Israel love terrorism. But anyway, continue, Jeff.
They depend on terrorism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my question, I guess the thing is that, you know, they don't advertise this that much, but there's 25,000 Jews living in Iran. If Ahmadinejad, I'm sure they have old synagogues in Iran too. If they had a 700-year-old synagogue, and Ahmadinejad wanted to bulldoze that synagogue down, you know, every paper in the whole country would cover it. The news
it would be
would
a front page story
everywhere. You know
exactly.
It just you know, thanks for your show, because it. Some stuff like this, I would never even, you know, get the whole picture here. You know, it's stuff like this that you see in the paper and you go online, and and you read into it, and it's a sad state of affairs, and we're just being controlled about what we think and what we do by these people, and it's not right. And
yes, that's it. You know, that's a very succinct way of putting it. I couldn't put it any better myself. It's not right. It's not right. And yet, you know, even if there was some justification somewhere to bulldoze this mosque, you know, just say,
a building permit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just seems to me that considering the temper of the times, maybe the Israelis could say to themselves, well, you know, maybe this mosque is a danger to the people who go there to worship, you know. Maybe it's standing in the way of our building a road. Maybe this, maybe that. But maybe we just shouldn't do it, because it'll give those evil terrorists another reason to do something bad to our own people. But see, they don't think about that. And if they do think about it, they really don't care. And you know, once people get beyond this myth, and it is a myth, that Israel is this defenseless little country, tiny Israel, they always call it, that tiny Israel is this defenseless little country. It only has the fifth or sixth largest nuclear weapons arsenal in the world. But even if people, you know, they don't consider the bigger picture. So I'm glad you called that in, Jeff, because I hadn't heard about that. You know, there's so much going on in the world out there, and you know, there's so many little things like this that could have bigger ramifications. Something like this could spark some other event that could spark a nuclear war. It's that simple in these days that we're living in.
Just something that small just goes to show the real true face of what's going on by Israel.
Absolutely.
If you look at the Palestinians, they're no threat to Israel. Israel's actually the fourth largest power in the world, as in military, nuclear, combined conventionally. And the Palestinians is a group of nomads. They don't even have a nation. And how could a group of nomadic people pose a threat against the state of Israel? They can't. It's impossible.
Well, they do. I've seen pictures of Palestinian kids throwing stones at Israeli tanks. And, you know, we really shouldn't throw stones at Israeli tanks, because the Israeli tanks represent the military of Israel. And Israel is a country that rose out of the ashes of the Holocaust. And there was a Holocaust because everybody in the world hated the Jews. And those who didn't hate the Jews didn't know enough or didn't think enough to come to their defense, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like Mr. Gandhi said, you know, the story's wearing a little thin.
I know. Mike, I just got one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I haven't done that much research on the Jews in Iran, but does the Jews in Iran carry the Star of David? Because I understand that's a Theodore Herzl thing, like the Star of David.
I can't honestly give you a yes or no answer on that, but I suspect that they do.
Really?
I think that, and let's put it this way, the Star of David, which is on the Israeli flag, mm-hmm. is not even the official symbol of the State of Israel. A lot of people think that it is. The official symbol of the State of Israel is the menorah, and that's
okay,
why it's
yeah.
so outrageous that we have a menorah on our National Mall, among other reasons, but the Star of David was adopted by the Zionist movement, but as its symbol. But in fact, you know, the Star of David has a long history in Judaism, so I think it's probably a safe bet to speculate that the Jews in Iran use the Star of David too.
Okay. All right. Thanks
for your call, Jeff. Very interesting. I hadn't heard about that. All right, our next caller, we're going to go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Jim?
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
What do you think?
Listen, Mike, a couple things. I got one suggestion for you there for that professor there at Villanova.
Yeah.
How about you print up his emails, and you get them together, and you have yourself or perhaps a lawyer write up a professional letter and send it to various administration members there, at Villanova.
And well, I tell you what, I'm not going to waste my time with the guy, but, you know, he's made enough threats to enough people that eventually I think something like that is about to happen. Actually, when it comes right down to it, I'll tell you something, Jim. I think the reason why this Professor Mathis suddenly tried to make it appear as though I was the aggressor here was because of the fact, you see, I had, in fact, called Villanova and said, you know, this guy is just a troublemaker. It makes Villanova look bad. Kind of irritated me because, as I think I mentioned on this program, I think I was actually accepted at Villanova. You know, I haven't thought about it in many, many years. And, you know, if I wanted, I have some friends who are pretty well connected in the Roman Catholic community. I'm talking very high up. I could probably get them to make a few phone calls and get them to get their friends to make a few phone calls and put Mr. Mathis, let's just put it this way, get him disciplined by the authorities there at Villanova. And I think his primary purpose in making these accusations that I was threatening him and telling me that he wanted me to announce that I wasn't going to urge anyone to hurt him, he was basically just trying to get me to back off, and I told him, I said, okay, I'm not going to contact Villanova anymore, and I don't intend to contact Villanova. I'm not going to contact Villanova. I'm not going to encourage anyone to contact Villanova. But, you know, the thing is, it's a much bigger world than the world of Mike Piper, and Andrew Mathis has been very active on the Internet over the years, making threats against people and harassing people and just generally misbehaving. So, you know, you reap what you sow,
yeah.
Basically what it comes down to. But your point is well taken.
Yeah, I think it's a valid option for it. Anyway, listen, Mike, I just want to change gears a couple of times.
Yeah, go ahead.
Back to Jerry Patrick Hemming. Was he the former CIA guy who was like 6'5" or 6'6" or something like that?
He was a giant, yeah. He was not really, I tell you, it's very interesting about Jerry Hemming. I don't think he was ever actually on the CIA. He was never a CIA agent. He was never, you know, a CIA employee, but a lot of the things he was involved with brought him into the circles of the CIA's activities in Cuba. If you do there's a Spartacus, I'm not sure, I think it's SpartacusSchool.com or something like that on the Internet. If you do a search of Jerry Patrick Hemming and use the term Spartacus with it, I think you'll find a pretty interesting biography of Jerry Hemming up there. He was involved in a lot of things, lots of intrigue over the years.
Well, the reason why I say that is once you mention that name, because back in 2006, Mark Lane had done an interview on Black Op Radio. Do you know Black Op Radio?
I know of them, yeah, but I don't think I've ever listened per se, yeah.
They've been on the net for, I guess, about 7 years now, and it's show number 294. And Mark Lane, one of the things he talks about, and I think he had mentioned this in one of his books. I haven't read it, but I do remember listening to that interview he did with Len Osanek. And he mentioned, you've heard that phrase, the assassination caravan?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I guess what he was saying, if I remember correctly, was that Jerry Patrick Hemming was completely in on that, completely aware of it, may have been part of it, and he revealed that to Castro's you know that story about Castro's former girlfriend?
Yes, Marita Lorenz, right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right, Marita, that the CIA had tried to have...
Well, actually it was... Let me correct you in that. Marita Lorenz said that Jerry Hemming was a part of that caravan that you're talking about, the caravan that went to Dallas.
Right.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. It's very interesting. Jerry Hemming talked to Mark Lane when the old Spotlight was involved in its trial with E. Howard Hunt. And if I recall correctly, now this is off the top of my head, so this is going back many years. If I recall correctly, Jerry Hemming suggested that he would be willing to testify to what he knew, but he would have to get immunity from, you know, prosecution. So it's Jerry Heming. You know, a lot of these people who've been involved in a lot of this intrigue have been involved in a lot of things that are, well, let's be blunt about it, illegal. And while he may not have been directly involved in a plot to kill Kennedy, he evidently was moving in the circles of people who were.
Yeah.
And that's why it makes this whole thing, all these stories about Kennedy assassination, kind of start intersecting with one another, and then things that weren't even related to the Kennedy assassination get connected to the Kennedy assassination because so many of the same people were involved, if you follow what I'm saying.
Right, right.
And, hey, listen, I'll tell you what, listen, we have to go to a break. Why don't you hang on for the break here?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're going to a break. We'll be back shortly. Stay tuned. Listen to the good advertisements, folks. You'll hear things that you need to know about from our good sponsors here at RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, we're talking here with Jim from Pennsylvania, and he made reference to my earlier reference to the late Jerry Patrick Heming, who just died the other day. I should mention, Jim, just for the record, that I had some contact with Jerry Heming by email a few years ago, and in my book, Final Judgment, I pointed out that Jerry Heming told me very directly that he said that he himself had no evidence or was never aware of any evidence that the Mossad was directly involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which, of course, even in my book, I don't even say that there were Mossad agents necessarily handling the operation, that it was contracted out through others. But in any case, but what Jerry Heming did say was that his information was that the Mossad definitely knew that John F. Kennedy was going to be hit. So, in other words, the Mossad let it happen. If they were, you know, if Jerry Heming is right and I am wrong, which I don't think that I am, Jerry Heming still says that the Mossad knew it was going to happen. But I felt compelled to mention that because that's the one thing that Jerry Heming did tell me that I mentioned in Final Judgment. Now, you were going to make another point there, Jim.
Mike, since you made that, I just wanted to mention to you, by the way, that since I did bring up the topic of Len Ossanek and Black Op Radio, and one of their specialties is the Kennedy assassination, I have personally, by phone and email, been in touch with Len Ossanek and discussed your book and, talked to him about the possibility of your book being presented on his program and so forth. And he, like Professor James Fetzer, won't touch your book with a 10-foot pole. So I just wanted to bring that up.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Incidentally, I am glad you brought that up because I sent a copy of my book to Professor Fetzer back in December and asked him to read it, and I received a communication from him, and he said he was going to read it, and he said he would like to come on the show one night, and I don't want to call it a debate, but let's just talk about it. And I hope to get in touch with him real soon because I've given him quite a length of time to take the opportunity to read the book, and I'd be very pleased to have him on the show and just hear whatever comments, critical or otherwise, that he might have. But unfortunately, that's a fact about my book. There's a lot of people who won't touch it with a 10-foot pole because they know that if they do, they will be accused of being anti-Semitic.
All right. All right, Mike, listen, let me just change gears real quick here.
Go ahead.
For last part. I just read an article today by William Blum, you know, the author.
Yeah.
Of this, it's called The Anti-Empire Report.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
His article is available on dissidentvoice.org. Anyways, on NATO. And, you know, the recent statement that came out from those NATO armed forces chiefs, you know, about the first strike nuclear option remaining indispensable instrument. I can't imagine that with the statements coming out of Poland, right, that the Polish government is leaning towards accepting, you know, the U.S. missile shield, and with NATO borders creeping further and further closer to Russia, with Ukraine lending statements to the fact that Ukraine is open to joining NATO, a statement like this by NATO about first strike nuclear option, what must it do to Russia?
Well, it must piss them off, frankly.
I mean, it's...
You know, Mark Glenn has written about this growing conflict with Russia, and, you know, Mark has pretty much put his finger on it. No, he has put his finger on it. It all comes back to our favorite power group on the face of the planet today, Israel, and its powerful lobby here in America. Jim, thanks for bringing that up. Very interesting.
Okay, good night, Mike.
All right, thanks for your call. Apologies to Jim from Texas. We couldn't get him up tonight. He's one of your favorite callers and one of mine, but we'll be here tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good evening. Let's start off this new year of my broadcast with a bang. And I don't mean a nuclear bang.